Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen. As a child, Julie went to church most every Sunday, but after she was confirmed, she began to fall away. When she went off to college, she did not go to church at all. Her life might be described by the words from the epistle lesson for the first week of Advent: orgies, drunkenness, sexual immorality, and debauchery. She found a boyfriend, thought she was in love, got married, and divorced 2 years later. 3 years later, she met John. Julie's parents were really happy when she met John. John was a responsible person, hardworking, and above all, he practiced his Christian faith. It was through John's influence that Julie returned to the church. She joined a Bible class. Once more, she was living her baptismal covenant. The story of Julie is the story of the struggle described in the scripture lesson for this morning, the struggle between light and darkness, between good and evil, the struggle between God and Satan for the control of a person's life. That same struggle is taking place in your heart and in your life. For every square inch of the world is claimed by God and counterclaimed by Satan. Your life is the evidence of the war between God and Satan. Your heart is the battleground. Your soul is the victor's prize. Who will win the battle for your allegiance? The battle between good and evil goes back to the Garden of Eden. It was the battle taking place on the cross of Calvary. It was the battle taking place behind the sermon text I have selected for today, Judges chapter 4, verse 21. But Jael, Heber's wife, picked up a tent peg and a hammer and went quietly to him while he lay fast asleep, exhausted. She drove the peg through his temple into the ground, and he died. This text is saying what you thought it said. The woman Jael took a tent peg, a stake, and a hammer, and while a man named Sisera was sleeping in her tent, she drove the peg through his temple into the ground, and the man died. Why did Jael do that? And why is this story in the Bible? The story comes from the period of the Judges, when God raised up great leaders to help his people in times of need. There was a common pattern in the lives of the people. God had blessed them and all was going well, so well that the people began to forsake God. They began worshiping the idols of the false gods around them. When the people fell into idolatry, God would send his punishment. Usually this came in the form of God letting one of the heathen nations make war against his people and oppress them. Much like today, when the people were having problems, they called out for help and deliverance. Following God's rescue, the people would again have a time of rest. After a while, the people would forget and rebel against God, and the cycle would repeat itself. Judges chapters 4 and 5 is the story of this cycle. When the people began to forsake God, God permitted them to be oppressed by the Canaanites under their general named Sisera. When the people repented, God raised up the judges, Deborah and Barak, to save the people. They were victorious. They were victorious because the real battle was not between the Canaanites and the Israelites. The real battle was between the gods of the Canaanites and Yahweh. That is the battle. Satan or God. The armies are only the armies. Who will be victorious? God is victorious over the idols. God is victorious over the armies of Sisera. Under Deborah and Barak, these pagan armies, even with their 900 iron chariots, don't have a chance. Yahweh defeats the idols. The people of God defeat the armies of Sisera. The Canaanite soldiers are in flight. Even their general Sisera had to abandon his chariot and run on foot. Sisera runs to the tent of Jael, the wife of Heber. Sisera thinks that he has come to a somewhat friendly home. Jael welcomes him into her tent. Sisera asks for some water to drink, and Jael gives him milk, and then gives him an afghan to cover up while he takes a nap. Sisera tells Jael to watch at the door. Sisera is laying on the ground and quickly falls asleep. And then come the words of our text. But Jael, Heber's wife, picked up a tent peg and a hammer and went quietly to him while he lay fast asleep, exhausted. She drove the peg through his temple into the ground, and he died. It sounds gruesome. It sounds cruel. Until we remember that this was not so much a battle between Jael and Sisera. This was a battle between light and darkness, between good and evil. The forces of evil were defeated by the power of God. Jael was simply God's instrument to put a stop to sin and Satan. What a story. And it is true. Sisera was killed with a tent peg through his head. The forces of Satan were defeated. Remember the promise that God gave to another woman, Eve? After the fall into sin, God gave the first promise of the Messiah who would come and defeat Satan at the price of his lifeblood. God speaks to Satan and says, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel. In the book of Judges, we see one of the little skirmishes along the way. When God crushes the head of the heathen leader Sisera, God does it with a tent peg in the hand of the woman Jael. Years later would come the real battle, when the child of the Virgin Mary would die on the cross, but in so doing, he would crush not Satan's belly, not Satan's legs, not Satan's arms. Jesus would crush Satan's head. Sin and death are defeated by Jesus. Satan's head has been crushed. We are saved. But the skirmishes go on. The skirmishes go on in the life of Julie. Julie grew up in the church, fell away, and did all kinds of things of which she is ashamed. But she returned to live under the grace of God. The skirmish is going on in your life. Satan wants to have you for his own. Satan wants you to forget about sacrifice and service. Satan wants you to forget about giving and sharing, about commitment and holiness. Satan wants you to live for yourself, your goals, your pleasures, your prosperity, your fun, your own self. It is a battle. By yourself, you will lose. You don't have a chance. But in Jesus, it is different. In your baptism, you have been buried with Christ. In Jesus, you can be like Jael. You can be like Jael and take the tent peg of God's word and run it through the head of every temptation of Satan. The power of God is your power. The victory of Jesus is your victory. Like Christ, who crushed the head of Satan, like Jael, who ran the tent peg through the temple of Sisera, like Julie, who returned to her baptismal covenant, so also for each one of you, in Christ, you defeat Satan. You crush his head. Thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.